Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home has just knocked off the team that's ranked number one in Class 5A and number four in the state overall by the Arkansas Sports Media. Lady Bombers defeat Nelton tonight 46-39. This will be another one of those where I'm going to have a split on the Dewey and Sons Player of the Game Award. I'm going to have to give it to both Anna Grace Swarman and Emma Martin, not only for finishing in double figures, but coming up clutch. To help the team win. Anna Grace Foreman was awesome tonight, especially getting to the free throw line there towards the last of the game. Same thing for Emma Martin. She was able to get some key steals. You know, do what she needed to do to help the Lady Bombers win. And Foreman ended up with 17 points on the night. Martin finished with 13. Those were the two double digit scores for Mountain Home. Kate Gilbert ended up with 7 points this evening, 6 for Aston Yates and 3 for Leah Jackson. As for Nelton, they had 2 players in double figures as well. Alana Eaton ended up with the leading score of 14 points, well under her average. You know, she came into this game averaging about 23.5 points a game, but was held to 14. Held scoreless in the final period. That was definitely a key in the game. Matter of fact, Nelton, in the entire fourth quarter, only scored 2 points. That's not something you'd expect from this Lady Raider team. But Mountain Home's defense did what they needed to do to make sure that they didn't get any more. Bradley Pena did score the only 2 points of the fourth quarter. She was the other double-digit scorer for the Lady Raiders with 11. 5 each for Wakiria Daniels and Daly Dacus, and 4 for Travia Woodruff. Nelton ended up with 7 turnovers on the night, and this was another key for Mountain Home. They did a much better job tonight taking care of the ball than they did the other night at Marion, ended up with 5 turnovers. This game had 1 tie early on at 2 apiece, and then they ended up with 7 lead changes, including 3 big ones there in the second half. Just a great win for Mountain Home, and with that victory, the Lady Bombers are going to improve to 15-3 overall, 4-1 in the 5A's. And by the way, they're going to now move to a tie, at least a two-way tie, maybe more. But they came to this game in a three-way tie for second with West Memphis and Jonesboro. We'll have to see how the Lady Blue Devils and Lady Hurricane did tonight. But Nelton's going to drop to 17-3 overall, 4-1 in the 5A's. So Mount Home's going to be at least tied with the Nelton, and then possibly West Memphis or Jonesboro. We'll have to find that out later on. Again, big win for Mountain Home, and hopefully the Bomber boys can keep this going. We'll be coming back to you, I'd say, in about 2.5 minutes as we get ready to bring you the boys portion of our double hair in just a moment. Again, our final score, Mountain Home defeats Nelton 46-39. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.